I'm talking to John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, about the Highlands and Islands Fire and Rescue Best Value Report. John, tell me what this is all about.
Well, this is the Accounts Commission's findings in response to a Best Value audit of Highlands and Islands Fire and Rescue.
And what are the main messages?
There's an urgent need for Highlands and Islands Fire and Rescue to address weaknesses in management and to demonstrate it's providing an effective service. We are seriously concerned that Highlands and Islands Fire and Rescue doesn't demonstrate best value. While the area has a low number of casualties, and the Commission recognises the challenge of providing an effective service in such an expansive area, the service is unable to demonstrate that its approach, and in particular how it manages resources to community risk, is actually sustainable.
So where does it need to improve?
Well, we note with concern that the service's approach to deployment of stations and firefighters is not based on a strategic use of the integrated risk management planning that should be common to all fire services. There are some serious weaknesses in how the service manages its workforce, for example, in relation to training and to health and safety issues.
There are a lot of negatives in your findings. What are the positives?
Well, over a number of years, there has been poor leadership and governance of the service by both the Joint Board and the senior management of the service. But it is encouraging that steps have been taken more recently to improve officer leadership. There have also been improvements in the quality of performance information that's reported to the board.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, the board now needs urgently to demonstrate better leadership and to show that it can fulfil its statutory responsibilities in providing a sustainable fire and rescue service for its communities. To achieve this, the constituent councils need to ensure that board members have the skills and support needed both to scrutinise and challenge the service in order that they can make difficult decisions needed to demonstrate best use of resources. Now, this is especially important at the critical time for the board as it faces local government elections, followed by a period of transition in the run-up to the development of the National Fire and Rescue Service.
And what will the Commission be doing?
While noting developments nationally in relation to a proposed National Fire and Rescue Service, we have asked the Controller of Audit to monitor the progress of the service in responding to our findings and to his report.
John, thank you very much.